his first poem. It's called Montmartre, Caught in the Tail of a Green Fairy. Slipping on a shrimp down the staircase, descending, covered in mud, big smile, full sun, hair on fire, she was radiant. Crocs held high, skirts to the sky, flapping up rosary beads everywhere. Ecstatic, moved, kicked hard by the spirit, lusting for life and croissants buttered up with burnt coffee, stinky meats, leaking cheese, burnt back with cigarettes, choking on sausage and hacking up steak tartare all over the children, stuffed to the brim with foie gras, exploding with madness, eyes rolled back in a puddle of smoke, wild geese raving, flinging, flailing, honking and wailing, Maria Putana! She landed at the feet of Jesus, caught in a crouch with his pants down, shitting in a red balloon. Startled, she cried, "Sacre cœur!" and licked her lips in embarrassment. Next one is more like a narrative. It's called We Are. Mr. Bojangles thought everyone was stupid. Something was up. We couldn't tell. It looked like he was disappearing for some strange reason. We noticed Brian, the boy down the street, was different. He usually skipped home from school in a flappy-dappy way. In fact, he was often mistaken for a girl. We couldn't tell. We were sworn to secrecy. It's like when Rhonda poked her own eye out and Daddy was in the kitchen making a birthday cake for Bubbles. None of us could make a sound because you know how Daddy gets around others. Fear is nothing more than a mistaken identity put on hold and frozen over from a past era that no longer functions in the present world and is in fact an uninvited guest like a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's why Mr. Bojangles thinks everyone is stupid. He's right. Look how we grew up, except for Brian. He disappeared. Only Jenny knows the real story anyway, how it all happened, but she couldn't tell. Nobody's speaking. This one is called Crazy Little Hatchet Saw. No bones inside. There she sweeps along, inside a little flame, moaning out the beasts. She wails a little song, sweeping up the tendrils of a bruising heart, moaning out the pulp and splatter. There she creeps along, boozing up the broken bits. No moans inside, creaky bones. She weeps the shatter of a little flame. She squeaks and chatters, creeping along, bemoaning love. No bone inside. These next two poems are love poems, and they get inside the head of some people we don't want to know. It's called La Dolce Vita, or La Vie en Rouge. You wash me red with liquor. I look at you and boil up with fists flying at your face. You're so beautiful. I'm so in love. I want to crush your head between my fingers just to see if you'll still look at me so provocatively.
Yeah.
Dolce puttana. Trip me up the stairs. Your knees are dirty, smell like a rag in heat, hot, bloody, and enticing like a rat in the corner, three legs running from the cat. I'm a fly on your heels. You can't touch me. I got you. Hunk of hair in my hands, dirty lick of face, hot squeal of laughter, burping up delight, choking back kisses. Ripe and ready, rusted up the crotch. Turn left. This is called Strange Gratitude. Green pastures. Silver lakes, walking on stilts, waving pink elephants like shredded flags with corkscrews in their hair. One giant mirror. A shard of glass balanced delicately on a strand of God. Is the world I glide on, majestically, with burning fire in my chest, icicles dangling from my fingertips. I do not see the light, but am warmed by its radiance and wonder, in awe of every strange miracle that surrounds me. Pigeon on a penny stool. Here I am today, found in another glass of beer, again, wanting nothing, wondering everything, angry that my feet don't move. Here I sit with cigarettes burning down another minute, wasting down another hour, wondering if someone sees me yet, wants me even. If they do, I'll never know. I don't see. I don't smile. Wandering in circles behind my head blocks me from my vision, stops my heart cold. I like to complain, point my finger, stab out the eyes of others, snuff out their essence. Cold, robotic stare. I'm not here anymore. I'm in another glass, counting down the days. Over. And over and over again. You may have seen one of those people sitting at the bar on a lonely night. So this one is called Whore Man on the Ledge. He sits in anguish luster, licking his left, pinching his right down on his forehead. Drips regret, and a dim light grows between his legs, tempting him, taunting his tendrils caught between his fingernails that bleed his fist into anger. Languidly he chats along, contemplating the devil, listening to the whisper swaying left to twisted chambers, swinging right into angel beds, made by tortured elves, disfigured by guilt, transfixed by the glass, broken, laid bare for welcoming feet to venture on, pricking the bloody truth that shattered when reflected on for the first time. He hates his face when desire throbs. It pushes and hisses like serpentine breath, squeezing his spine, taking hold of his jaw. It opens as he finds his hand clutching just what he thought he'd never meet. It pokes him in the face as he swallows, gulping back everything he abhors. Yeah. Another character. All in a day's work. There is no cruiserly toilet in this fucking dump. She was on fire, and why the fuck not? Whinnying like a dog in heat was the closest flash she could dance in this clumsy diner. She needed $50, and all her teeth fell out, so she was ripe for the sucking. It was all she could afford. Little piglet on a spit, greasy palm, dirty hair, breath smelling like barf. She walked in like the Virgin Mary on acid, caught between a baby and Gabriel's dick. It was a hard choice that could stop traffic in a heartbeat. And so she did, claiming two lives. Insignificant. For all you food lovers, this is called takeaway. I'm falling apart at the teeth. Smelling my spoiled fingers, fat and bloody, stained with persistence as I shoved them deeper down my throat, waiting like a bunny hiding in a cabbage patch, ready to devour the hunter. It feels like heaven when I vomit on my lover, who berates me as I shake him, picking him to pieces in a bed of contempt. Hunger leaves me with a pimple on my tongue, a fond memory of how I found him, laying in a dumpster, wrapped up like a fat fuck from the sausage factory. Let's see. Two more. Rock Goodbye Baby. This is again a love poem. I like three things. Red lips. Pressed on the pavement as rain pounds each morsel of lipstick into grainy rivulets of copper pennies floating down a bloodbath of twigs and leaves and dirt and hair that clogs the pores of a sewage drain while I catch the drippings under a manhole cover. I like to see the bruises from underneath. That's all. The taste. A flaking skin between the toes as it festers off the little nicks that break the webbing almost down to the chewy bone as I lick the salt and sweat and that weird crack I hear when I press a little deeper with my chin as I savor more delicious munchies. The rawness entices me just when the skin gets a little colder and turns a little green. You, propped in a rocking chair, on the back porch, in a proper dress, with no slip or shoes, and a lot of makeup. On a rainy day, just after we'd made love, because we argued, and you made me really, really mad, right when I was cutting vegetables. The best part is when you fall off the chair. I get a kick out of that. Okay, so last point. Movie called Remember Me. Remember me when you are laid with worms, when you fixate your eyes on these dark jewels before you, when you are hit by a car from behind you. Remember me. I will be there to weigh you with dirt, cover your skin with plastic. I will be the light that blinds you from behind, blowing back your angelic hair, illuminating the pieces caught midair to smash your body into a tree, split in two and crumbling. I will be there listening to your last breath. Be there behind the wheel. Hold you there as I whisper.